Warning.
This broadcast
is not for
minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, so we heard from Donald Trump. Kamala Harris is also out campaigning. It's not been so good for her, however. She's had some embarrassing moments, actually. Meanwhile, Biden is putting on Trump hats and then carrying red hats onto Air Force One that looks like a Trump hat. I don't know what kind of hat it is. I don't think it's a Trump hat, but it looks like a Trump hat. You kind of feel like he's doing it intentionally. So we'll show you the Harris energy or lack thereof. Or what is this? So you heard from Trump. How about Harris here in clip 11? How does this sound for you for a presidential candidate? Clip 11, go ahead.
Hey, he has no plan to replace it. He said, concepts of a plan. Oh, you all watched the debate.
Oh, my gosh.
Concepts. No actual plan, concepts.
So that's the problem with these voters, is it's just all feelings and emotions. And this is the liberalism is a mental disorder. They don't understand action reaction. They don't understand choice consequence. And they really just think this is like, you know, a kitchen play knife or something that they can't cut themselves with. It's like, oh, this is fun. Little Tyke's kitchen set with a fake plastic oven, fake plastic stovetop, fake plastic knives. Yay, we're having fun. No, you put Kamala Harris in office, there's going to be real-world consequences. Oh, golly gee, why is gas so expensive? Why are my energy bills so expensive? Why can't I afford my car payment? Oh, my gosh, gee, what happened? Oh, Kamala, slay queen, yes, brat. So it's all feels. But, I mean, my goodness, as if that's not bad enough. Here's Kamala Harris, I guess at a coffee shop or something in Pennsylvania, who knows. And she's asked, why should people in Pennsylvania vote for you? Kamala, why should people in Pennsylvania vote for you?
I am feeling very good about Pennsylvania because there are a lot of people in Pennsylvania who deserve to be seen and heard. That's why I'm here in Johnstown, and I will be continuing to travel around the state.
Wow. Wow. I mean, I am overwhelmed. She just swept the people of Pennsylvania right off their feet with that one. That was moving. What do we have here in clip three, guys? Just fire clip three before the break. There's Kamala arriving at an event in Pennsylvania. And Biden, by the way. Okay, there they are walking in. Biden confused and dazed. Kamala embarrassed that nobody likes her, nobody cares. Most probably don't even know who she is. Now here comes Trump. Oh. Oh, gee, I'd call that an ovation.
Trump doesn't have a plan.
That was the same deal where Biden put the Trump hat on, by the way.
But he's trying to have a plan. People in Pennsylvania should vote for me because there's a lot of people in Pennsylvania. And so they should vote for me. I'm Brad. I'm Slay Queen. I'm black. And Brad.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor, or just take our word for it, and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Honored to have you here. It means a lot to me and the crew. Really does. Just trying to save the country, just trying to save humanity, it's all. And maybe have a little fun while we're doing it. Can you relate? So, we're going to start taking phone calls here in the second hour. We do have some other news stories. We will continue to cover the illegal immigration story. We got a guest coming on who really knows about as much of it as anybody, because he's been tracking and tracing it literally through the jungle. And in probably dozens of countries. So we'll get an update from him. And I know Michael Yon is really fired up to talk about this. And it's a shame, because it's the same story. In fact, the whole reason why I reached out to Michael Yon is he said that he was getting banned from going on other shows because they didn't like some of his other political takes. So, okay, well, I guess that's how other media outlets deal with it. I might have different ideas, and I might have different opinions on Michael Yon with some other issues, too. But when it comes to covering the illegal immigrant pipeline, he's got his finger to the pulse as much as anybody. So we will be covering more of that. And we got some other stuff as well. But phone lines are now lit up, and so let's take a couple calls. Let's cover a couple news stories. But we've got the cat situation going on here, and so you probably want to protect your cat if you're in anywhere near Columbus, Ohio, maybe. Let's go to Jennifer in Wisconsin. She's talking about this. Jennifer, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I actually have a cat rescue, and it's a little bit different for me because of I'm surrounded by all the liberals with the cat rescue. And it's just interesting because all over my social media, how hateful they are now about the Republican or conservative rescuers.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, PETA came out. PETA's attacking Pharrell today. I don't know if you saw this. Pharrell, no, I guess, he wore a leather jacket or something to an award ceremony, and so PETA is really angry at Pharrell. They're demanding an apology. They're demanding, I don't know what they want. So they're talking about a jacket here, but not about the innocent geese being scooped up and eaten up.
The best I had this morning was one of my friends posted, if you're not a vegan, you have no business saying anything about the cats or the ducks or anything.
Oh, what, because you like to eat steak?
Yeah, so you
sure.
have no...
And of
then,
course.
Then it's like...
Now see, and also if you're a man, you can't say anything about a woman having an abortion, even though a man can now get pregnant and be a woman, too, so...
Just the logic is unbelievable.
It's a broken brain.
For sure.
Well, Jennifer, anything else?
No. There was one other thing that was funny. They all have themselves marked safe from not having their cats eaten in Springfield.
Well, you're in Wisconsin, so I don't know. Yeah. You might want to be careful. They could be coming to Wisconsin next.
True. Exactly.
So be careful with that, Jennifer. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jeff in Florida. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you today, Owen?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
I was listening to that viral song with the they're eating the cats. They're eating the cats.
The Trump cat dog remix, yes.
And then they end it with eat the cat, eat the cat.
Yes.
So all it did was remind me of October of 2016 when they did the whole grab 'em by the pee scenario back in the 2016. That was like the big bombshell. And so I think somebody's doing like a play off of that, and that's why it's becoming so viral.
Well, you know, it's funny enough, and I don't know the origin story of that going viral, but there was another deal where a leftist Trump hater did a remix for a former Young Turks host who now does, I guess, a Twitch stream or something. He's a communist who makes millions of dollars, go figure. And he was screaming watching the debate. Literally, he was screaming when Trump said that. So this leftist Trump hater kind of cut that up and turned that into a song. And then that got picked up by Trump supporters. I think it was Josie the Libertarian that maybe first made it viral. She has a huge following on X. And then it became this big viral trend, and Trump supporters were sharing this video of it was Hassan Piker screaming when Trump said it. And then the guy that made it said, "No, I hate Trump. They're stealing my video." And we're like, "Well, this is actually hilarious, and now we're making fun of you." So who knows? Who knows the origin story of the Trump cat dog remix? But again, that's why I'm just like this level of uncertainty where I just don't know. I'm just not sure. All right, we got a lot of callers in Florida, and so maybe we should stick there and go to Paul in Florida. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Great show. Thank you for taking the call.
Thank you for calling.
So, Owen, I personally witnessed a flight come into Jacksonville, Florida, where immigrants got off. They had these brown paper bags.
Oh, yeah, the envelopes, the manila envelopes with how to speak English, and they got their money in there and everything.
Exactly, and I asked the police officer there. I said, this man was an African American police officer. I said, "Can I ask you a question? Are these people illegals being flown in?" And reluctantly, he shook his head and he said, "Yeah." I said, "Why can't they be sent back? Why can't ICE deport them?" And he said, "ICE are the ones that are filtering them up into the center part of the country."
No, it's bizarre world.
Yeah, and then I called DeSantis's office several times. I got a staffer finally, and the staffer said, "I don't know if you'll get an answer personally, but he is aware of it." And then I emailed Ashley Moody, the attorney general, and said, "Are you going to be suing the Biden administration?" And at first I got this real bland response that, well, it's really a federal program. But just recently I found out she is suing for some records of the Biden administration about these immigrants. So my question to you, Owen, is, why can't these governors, if they're states' rights, why can't they send these people back?
What you have is spineless cowards, would be the simple answer, Paul. You have spineless cowards, and it is Republicans. And it's not just governors who could be doing a lot more. And look, I mean, it's sad, but it's true. You know, DeSantis is probably the best Republican governor in the country, and even he's allowing this to happen based off of what I'm hearing. And they have sued the Biden administration, and they have tried to stop this from happening, and I think they've even flown or bust some up the East Coast. Same thing goes on here in Texas, and Abbott talks a big talk and tries to flex his muscles when he can, but they're invading here in Texas 100%. We've documented that. It's crazy. And then you sit there, and it's just like what you're saying. You're at the airport, you're watching them come in, you film the whole thing, you ask anybody there, law enforcement of any kind, TSA, Homeland Security, local police, state police, doesn't matter. "Hey, why are these illegals coming in here? We can't do anything. This happens every day. We can't do anything. This happens every day." And it's just like, what do you mean you can't do anything? So where does this come from, that breaking the law is allowed? So we just pick and choose who gets to break the law now, or what laws get to be broken, or by whom, and we just sit here and take it. And so, yes, the governors could be doing something. The attorneys general could be doing something. the Congress, the Republicans in Congress, should be doing the most. And it's sad. It's sad. It's sad that that is the feckless, spineless cowardice of the Republican Party. I don't know how else to respond to that, Paul. That's the best answer I can give to you.
Absolutely. And I tried to speak to them. There were four of them, and they gave me the dumb look that they didn't understand English. But then finally, the black fella, because I heard French, so I said to him, where are you from? And he said, Haiti. And then I said, where are you going? And he showed me like a boarding pass. He said, New York. So they were probably flying them into Florida, then dispersing them in other places.
Yeah. And they get their directions. It's all in that manila envelope. By the way, this is what they talk about. Thank you for the call, Paul. This is what Kamala Harris now is talking about. It's the Republicans that didn't want to vote for the bill. We wanted to put more money in border security. We wanted to put more money to help facilitate the problem. That's what she's talking about. They're not talking about stopping anybody. They're talking about hiring the people that fill those manila envelopes. They're talking about hiring the people that process all the flights. That's what they're talking about. That's where the money is going. And so the Republicans say, this isn't a border security bill. This is funding illegal immigration bill. This is funding the invasion of the company bill. We're not going to vote for it. And then the Democrats just say, oh, this was the bill to stop the immigration, and the Republicans voted it down. And they know the Democrat voter is a no information, low IQ voter, and so they fall for it. And that's the silly game we play. That's the wicked game that gets played on us. And then you just watch it happen at your airport. But I mean, God forbid, if you didn't have your ID, or folks, could you imagine? Let's say you tried to bring a water bottle onto an airplane. You tried to bring a water bottle past TSA. Wow. What were you thinking? I mean, you thought you could bring a liquid? You thought you could bring a contained liquid into the airport? You must be out of your mind. But yeah, you just saw an illegal immigrant with a backpack full of God knows what, with a manila envelope filled with directions and flights and a debit card. Yeah. But you, the dirty American, you got to get zapped by that body scanner. You, the dirty American, you got to pay $5 for a bottle of water because you're not allowed to bring it in. You dirty American. And we just sit here and take it. We just sit here and take it. And I, for one, am damn sick and tired of it. Let's go to Robert in Florida. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, man. This is how bad it is. We're going to go back in the time travel thing.
Go ahead.
I was stationed in Panama back in 1994 to 96. I caught a detail where I'm supposed to go do a door gunner thing and go to Port-au-Prince. I decided my buddy takes it. He'd already been in Somalia. He was on 10th Mountain. He'd already been in Desert Storm, and he takes it. When that dude got back,
I'm sorry, my phone screener had a fumble finger there. What happened when he got back?
Oh, he wanted to kill me. He was like, you should have taken it. But I was already wounded and everything, because, and Michael Young can explain that to you.
So I'm sorry, we accidentally dropped you there for a second. So it was that bad, or give me the context here.
Yes. Okay. All right, you want me to start over?
No. It was basically, you said when he got back, and then we dropped you.
Oh, yeah. When he got back, he said, you should have taken that one. He said, that's the worst thing I've ever seen. He was, and then I would hear about it. He goes, dude, they were killing dogs for no reason. And then the necklacing of kids, and we weren't allowed to even fire on them to stop the kids. I was like, Lou, that's how bad Haiti is.
No, but Conan O'Brien said it's great. He had a margarita and a coconut.
No, my buddy, he was 40 yards away. And these are just regular grunts, not anything super special. And he was going to pull the trigger when they were necklacing an 11, 12-year-old kid up and was told you can't shoot. And then Michael Yon might know Pac-Man because that's back in his day. And, it's just, dude, and now it's here. And I'm just kind of laughing. But at the same time, these people have no clue what's coming. And this ain't even the story. I've known about the Haitians being here for 6 months and what's been going on. But now that it's national, boys, what's going to happen? What do the civilians do? Do they go after the pawns of the Haitians? Or do they just start, what's the movie, the World War II movie? After it's all over, they start giving haircuts to the women that sided with the Nazis? Something's got to happen here, or this thing's going to blow.
Well, and the message that's being sent loud and clear is non-citizens, illegal immigrants, are the top priority. You, the American citizen, you need to step back. You, the American citizen, you're going to the bottom of the totem pole. And so you're going to work harder than you ever had to work because you can't afford your bills. But then your money is going to go to these invaders, and then they're going to get stuff for free. And it all happens right in front of your face. And who knows? They might take, a little Sparky or, your cat whiskers out of the backyard and chop them up for dinner, too. And you can't do anything about it because they are the priority. They're more important.
No, this is the point. When do we stand up and say, no, this ain't going to happen? We actually, in conservative areas, you get that jury on there goes, what the heck?
Well, look, I mean, unfortunately, a jury of your peers in any liberal city, I mean, just forget about it. They're basically retarded. So that's not going to go well. I mean, maybe in Springfield, Missouri, where people aren't brain dead, you could be. Let me try to basically answer your question, Robert. Thank you for the call. When the American people completely lose faith in the system, or when the American people have lost all faith in the integrity of elections, then the culture will change. I mean, I don't have an exact specific answer. I get what you're saying. I get what you're asking. But most people still aren't where you're at. I mean, most people still don't even know this is going on. So there's still a level of awakening that has to happen. And we've definitely pushed it. We've pushed it to a maximum as far as all-time highs in recent history. So this election is going to be a pivotal moment. And I just wonder, is anybody going to believe if Kamala Harris wins? I mean, really? Is anybody going to believe that was fair and honest? So it's not going to be like 2020 where you had like 30% of the American population thought that it was stolen from Trump. And now it's like 40, 50. It's going to be like the night of the election. You'll have 40, 50%, maybe more, say they don't believe that Kamala Harris won. And should they pull that? That might be the grid down moment. That might be the big censorship moment. If they just declare Kamala the winner, and then the number one story everywhere that isn't controlled media is that it was stolen from Trump, that might be the kill switch moment. And they try to put out that fire because they just can't have it again. It's too devastating for them if that thing got out. So that's, yeah. I mean, we're in. I mean, these are epic times. There's no doubt about it. Let's. Look at it like this. This happened last month, or. Yeah, it was last month or earlier this month. Never seen anything like it. Family found dead after fire but was not killed by the flames. Police continue to search for answers after family of four killed. This was in Irondequoit. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. New York. Say Irondequoit, New York. So house burned down, family massacred inside. They said it wasn't from the fire. They were brutally murdered. The officers that had to go in there and the police chief during a press conference started crying. It was so bad. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen. Well, they finally have arrested the suspect. Man charged with murder of family of four in Irondequoit. Dominican man accused of killing family caught in New York was also wanted for a 2019 murder and came into the country under the Biden-Harris administration. Part of the Biden-Harris open border plans. And it appears at this point, and they're taking their time with this investigation, the police chief explained this, and they're still investigating exactly everything that went on. But right now, it looks like the story is this illegal immigrant who was already a murderer, who got in the Biden-Harris open borders, murdered this family, and then burned the house down to try to hide the evidence. That's what we're getting. How about voter fraud? They're doing that too. Clip six.
An undocumented woman from North Alabama has pleaded guilty to voting and passport fraud. The Department of Justice says 42-year-old Angelica Marina Francisco obtained the identity of a U.S. citizen back in 2011. She used the false identity to get a passport and vote in the 2016 and 2020 primary and general elections. The DOJ says the penalty for aggravated identity theft is 2 years in prison. The maximum penalty for false statements in an application for a passport, using the passport, and a false claim of citizenship for voting is a total of 25 years in prison.
So there you go. Let's squeeze in a phone call here. Hammer in Florida, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Nice to talk to you. Glad you're out, man. It's been a while since I last talked to you.
Thank you.
But yeah, I was listening to that video clip of somebody saying that we can't send the illegal immigrants back to Venezuela because they just block up the runways at the airport. Well, I mean, we could just strap a parachute to them and just kick them out the plane. I mean, the men, of course, not. I wouldn't do that to the women and the children, but you know what I mean? Just, you know, how about we have a D-Day on Venezuela, like all their criminals?
Well, look, see, here's the overall point that you're making here. If the federal government had the will to do it, they can do it, okay? They can do it 100%, guarantee it, whether it's out of an airplane or flying them. It's not going to block up any runways. If 21 million Americans decided not to pay their taxes, do you think the IRS would struggle to get them at all? Do you think the IRS would say, nope, it's too many, we can't do it?
Print more money. But I got the will to do it. I'll do it. You can put me in charge, and we'll get started tomorrow.
Why don't you maybe give Kamala Harris a call? Tell her you just need 21 million parachutes. The point is, Hammer, okay. Thank you for the call. The point is, they're going to come up with all these excuses why we can't deport them. Oh, blocking up this. Or if 21 million Americans didn't pay their taxes, the IRS would spend years hunting them down if they had to. You know it.
I'm asking viewers to just sit back for a moment and really think about the success InfoWars has had. And InfoWars isn't just me. It's not just the crew. It's not just our guest. It's all of you, the viewers and listeners that give us intel, that spread the word, that support the broadcast. In the 30-year history of me being on air and 27 years of InfoWars, we have changed the world. And because we researched the globalist owned documents, we knew their game plan. I didn't learn all this stuff out of some Palantir crystal ball. I did it by reading the books and publications that these creatures put out. Because they communicate with each other and are very honest about their diabolical plan for world government, depopulation, transhumanism, total robot control. And I believe in humanity. I bet on you because I was betting on myself. And I know that it's always darkest right before the dawn. And so now in 2024, so close to this election, it is more critical than ever to not just keep InfoWars on the air, But to not take the reports and the videos and the articles and the interviews and to get those out to everybody you know, I understand that's really stating the obvious, but we have to understand how urgent the moment is and really redouble our efforts. And I'm saying that myself. I'm on the air 7 days a week. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm doing more special reports. We're going out in the field. We are busting our ass because the future destiny of humanity is really on the line right now. Now, a critical part of InfoWars continuing on and hopefully even expanding into the future is your support. And we make it so easy. We bring you the very best products that are out there that will empower and enrich your life at very competitive, affordable prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the 5-star reviews for the great InfoWars MD line and the other great supplements as well. They really are incredible. They're the very best that the supplement industry has to offer, and they really work. That's why people love them. The fastest growing industry in the United States, other than AI, is supplements year after year for 30 years because people are seeing the incredible effects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are more than 15 products under the InfoWars MD line, and they're all amazing. But some of my favorites are the Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the cardiovascular system, and has a lot of great side effects that men will particularly notice. You need to check it out for yourself. You hear the callers talking about it all the time without me even prompting them. It is amazing. Then you've got Joint Relief Max that is a natural pain reliever. Works really, really well in a healthy way. You have Turmeric 95. 95% curcuminoid. This is where we get the turmeric for Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're both excellent. InfoWars MD. We've got the full spectrum CBD gummies. 25 milligrams. Great anti-inflammatory. Isn't a downer. Isn't a depressant, but makes you very relaxed and focused. It's almost like a stimulant in a weird way, but it's different. And then, of course, we've got other great products for women and men, Ageless Vitality, just high-quality collagen. All of this funds our operation. And, of course, these are 25-milligram gummies. They work great. We have 1,000-milligram tincture that is made by one of the top manufacturers in the country who sells it at retail for twice the price we sell it, then they discount it. Even at the discount, we're selling it for about 50% less than the actual manufacturer does. There's not as much profit, but it's a great deal. 1,000 milligram CBD oil, InfoWars MD, that's the tincture. Then we've got all these other amazing products from InfoWars MD as well. They're excellent, and it funds the operation. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line. While you're at it, get a high-quality water filtration, get storable food, get books, get films, get T-shirts. All of it will enrich your life, inform your mind, and keep us on the air. That's critical right now. I humbly thank you for your support. Now please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's take a look at a couple of big lies from Kamala Harris that Trump really got her ass on. And the one, it's strange enough, nobody's really kind of followed up with this. And so it's like the liberals and the Democrats are kind of like, hush, hush, or like, let's pretend she didn't say that. I don't know. Or they just don't care. Maybe that's probably what it is. They just don't care. Kamala is brat, after all, slay queen. So she said, Trump got her to say that Democrats do not support abortion after 6 months. He got her to say that. She said that. And then denied that any Democrat ever did. Well, here's 4 minutes of Democrats saying they support abortion up to birth in clip 8.
Do you support any restrictions on abortion?
I don't. I've always believed...
Even in the third trimester?
I
do you think there should be any limitation on abortions?
No, I do not.
Up till now, my understanding is there wasn't a limit on when... In a pregnancy, a woman could receive an abortion. Have you set any limit on
that? There are no limits. Is there a cutoff for you before that point?
No, to me, it's a reproductive, it's a healthcare decision. It's up to women to make that decision.
Where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth. She has physical signs of that she is about to give a birth. would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified?
My bill would allow that, yes.
Virginia's governor says he has no regrets on his comments earlier this week defending abortion, even as a baby is being born.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mothers.
Are you for the what he said, or late-term abortion, or the moments that he was talking about where you would keep a woman comfortable after she was giving birth in case she wanted to abort her third-term child?
I don't know all his comments, but what I do know is that I am for a woman having the right to make a choice about her own body.
State lawmakers in New York approved a law permitting abortion in the state up until birth. Cuomo applauded the legislation and marked the occasion by lighting the spire of the One World Trade Center pink to celebrate.
8 months into pregnancy, should a woman be allowed legally to have an abortion?
Again, I've told you I believe women's right to choose, period.
At the Capitol today, a House committee approved a bill that would remove restrictions on abortions performed in Minnesota.
The bill would erase the requirements such as parental notification, or that clinics can only handle first trimester abortions, that patients be told about possible links to cancer, and the 24-hour waiting periods. The bill would repeal a law that requires doctors to save any baby born alive during an abortion.
Those in favor of Prop 1 include Governor Newsom, the California Democratic Party, and abortion rights groups such as the Planned Parenthood affiliates of California.
It would remove all restrictions on abortion, allowing for late-term abortion even up until the moment of birth, even if both mother and baby are healthy.
Now, he is vowing to fight here and says this new law makes it very clear where California stands on the issue as a sanctuary for abortion care.
Governor Gavin Newsom announced a new abortion marketing website establishing California as the nation's taxpayer-funded abortion state.
The president is prepared to sign the Women's Health Protection Act,
the so-called Women's Health Protection Act, that would have nullified states and religious freedom laws across the country with respect to abortions and allowed late-term abortions without any notable restrictions in most cases.
Does he support any limits on abortion?
He supports the right of a woman to make choices about her own body.
Do you support any limitation on abortion, or do you think that women should have the right to have an abortion all the way up to 9 months?
That should be a choice made between a doctor and a woman. You do it by not setting arbitrary gestational limits.
Do you believe at any point in pregnancy, whether it's at 6 weeks or 8 weeks or 24 weeks or whenever, that there should be any limit on a woman's right to have an abortion?
I trust women to draw the line.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, they just let her get away with that. But we know the Democrat Party's policy very loud and clear, as you just saw. They do not support limits on abortion at all. At all. Now, really, this shouldn't even be a debate. Many countries, abortion is totally illegal. Most countries, it's very limited. Most European liberal countries, it's very limited. Definitely no limits. But really, this debate should be had about do we ban it or do we make it after the heartbeat? Now let me be clear. I'm not saying my stance is it should be illegal. I would say the debate could be had about rape and incest or maybe other medical issues that could ensue. These are less than 1% of abortions. And then if you want to have an actual policy debate, it has to be, after a heartbeat, there is no debate. You're killing a baby. There is no debate. The debate's done. Science has shown that. So no, when Harris says, oh no, the Democrats aren't for no limits, we don't believe in it after 6 months, she's lying. The Democrats' party policy is loud and clear. They do not believe in limits, which is barbaric. Barbaric compared to most of the civilized world and liberal Europe that is very restrictive. But she gets away with that lie. Nobody calls her on it because they don't care, because the Democrats are all in on it. Like, yeah, we'll lie. See, Democrats know that Democrats lie, so they let other Democrats get away with a lie because they know, oh, you're lying to get power. Cool. We won't say anything. Same with the media. Same with the moderators. By the way, here's another one. Remember when Kamala Harris said that nobody was deployed in a war zone right now? Boy, that would be ironic if American men and women who were deployed in a war zone were actually watching that live.
Well, I'll tell you, I agreed with President Biden's decision to pull out of Afghanistan. Four presidents said they would, and Joe Biden did. And as a result, America's taxpayers are not paying the $300 million a day we were paying for that endless war. And as of today, there is not one member of the United States military who is in active duty in a combat zone in any war zone around the world. The first time this century.
Well, that's awkward. That's awkward. All right. Well, speaking of, let's go to Andy in Missouri, Coast Guard veteran. He'll weigh in on this. He's been to Haiti as well. Andy, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing today?
I was calling in.
I was deployed several times down doing Haitian migration operations in the early 90s. I was down on the Valiant, the Vigilant, and the Escanaba. And it was really weird because how we used to reparate them, it really changed because we'd pick up like the first times and then we'd take them over and you'd have all the Red Cross workers and everything and they would take everybody back into wherever they went into Port-au-Prince because they wouldn't let us even tie up. We couldn't touch boots on the ground over there at all. So we would put a stern line and a bow line over and then the gangway and have they'd go over. And then afterwards, we keep seeing more and more of them. And then you'd see the Red Cross workers would be taking all the children one way. And then military guys would be taking all the adults the other way.
Mm-hmm. And we know what happens with those children.
Exactly. And then after that, they really changed up the whole process. And whenever we'd pick up more, we would actually reparate them to Guantanamo Bay in Cuba and hold them there until they decided what to do with them. But, I mean, just observing the simple behavior of these people, and I understand that they're from, you know, a third world country and everything, but I've seen these people. What we would do is we'd get them and we'd put them on the flight deck and we would create free flow toilets for them to use and serve them food and everything. And of course, we'd be down on the fantail having a cigarette or something, and you'd have a big old golden shower come flying down on you.
Yeah, they probably never even saw a toilet before. Andy, I'm out of time this segment. Thank you for the call.
I do believe that we have a trifecta pandemic going on. We have monkeypox, of course, that they say it's coming. We have COVID, like the flirt virus of COVID right now. It's everywhere. People are calling me. People are getting sick. COVID, flu, bird flu, and all these other ones that they are talking about, those are RNA viruses. And because they are RNA viruses, they are sensitive to zinc. So zinc needs quercetin to enter the cell. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. People call me to get them out of the hospital. And once you're in the hospital, we cannot help you. And also, with the hydroxychloroquine too, you can also get the zinc and quercetin. So my advice for people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the pox defense. And if you have children, get the immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the trifecta family pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We have physicians licensed We have physicians that can prescribe in all 50 states, and we have pharmacies that will ship to all 50 states. So please, before something gets really crazy, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For monkeypox, bird flu, like I call the trifecta, pox, bird flu, and COVID, if you get Pox Defense and Covivites, that should help you. We have it on our website. If you also get, for you know, some people take Covilite. Covilite is like our bestseller. I love it. I take it every day. If you get Covilite and Pox Defense, these two should be able to cover all the viruses. If you're taking Covivites, this is all you need. If you're the person that takes Covilite, you just need Covilite and this. This should be able to cover because it has quercetin, it has zinc, it has vitamin D, it has everything that you need to build your immunity. That is my cry. Don't wait till you get sick. We have a slew of other vitamins and everything on our website. We have medicinal herbs that can help deal with all kinds of stuff. So my job right now to the American people is to make sure that you're prepared, you're medically prepared. I've been saying it for a while that we're going to have a disruptive event, and it's coming. If you notice, these globalists, they want their agenda 2030. It's on track, or in their mind, it's on track. They want by 2025 for all of us to be digitalized. I said it from the beginning in 2020 that COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. And the vaccine is Trojan horse. It's a Trojan horse for transhumanism, population control, genetic modification. I've said that over and over. And I think that right now in 2024, patriots, listen to me. Everybody should be aware of this. Like I said, if you can get quercetin, if you can get hydroxychloroquine, if you can get ivermectin from your doctor or from wherever, I am pretty much good with it. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Information from veterans on this Haiti situation. We got so many great veterans in our audience, and see, they won't tell you the full story in the mainstream media. They just say, nope, none of it's going on. Ha ha ha. I'm David Manure, the debate moderator. That's not happening, Trump. Oh yeah, okay. And there's no invasion, there's no illegal immigrants, and but Trump-Russia collusion is real, don't you see? And yeah, that's the story they want you to believe. But we got Sean in North Carolina who says differently. He's an Army veteran. Sean, go ahead.
Oh, hey, Owen. How you doing? I'll get to it real quick. To build on what the last couple callers were talking about, I was a reconnaissance driver for – I was 19 at the time. I was there from 95 to 96. And I was attached to a engineering unit. They had actually done some good work. We built a fixed bridge over there, and we did a lot with the drainage that would fill in. But building on what the other two guys were saying is, I drove over every trail, every road in that entire country, all through the mountains, and the way it is you can stop in a trail in the middle of nowhere, and there would be nobody around. You'd open up your MRE, start having your lunch, and within 5 minutes, people would just start walking out of the tree line, and your Humvee would be surrounded by 30 or 40 people.
Just looking for food or what?
Yeah, they just, you don't know where they came from. It's just like, where were they a minute ago, and why are they here now? And you're just completely surrounded. So it's if you took all those people and moved them over here, I don't even know how they could function.
Well, that's what's going on. They're not functioning. That's exactly, I think, kind of the point of the story. beyond just the invasion factor. They're taking these Haitians who don't know. They've lived in the third world their whole life, generations, and they're dropping them off in middle America. They don't know what to do. And then they give them a car and they run it into a telephone pole.
Well, yeah, then so you're completely surrounded. They come out of the wood line. You don't know where they're living. They don't know anything. And then you get down into the lower areas where all the water would wash in, all the drainage was filled up, and you drive through a village that was 2 foot of mud, and they barely have any structures, and there'd be hundreds and hundreds of people, like, sitting in the mud, not doing anything, babies crying. It was just, like, it was horrible. And also during this time is when they removed Aristide. I was actually at the ceremony when they switched when they basically removed Aristide and put in Preval. So they completely disarmed the whole country, and I think it's gotten 10 times worse since I was over there, because there's no structure to anything. And
well, gee, I mean, it's a lot harder to kidnap children if the parents are armed, you know.
Man, I'm telling you, when I was attached to the United Nations force over there, and you had, like, the Canadians and the Pakistanis, and there was all kinds of units. And there's, you know, when you're 19, you don't really understand everything that's going on around you. But when you get older, and you kind of, but there was a lot of stuff going on that they talked about with, like, some of those other units picking up kids, and people were disappearing. And then the Navy guy said the ships were offshore. I remember the ships being out there. And, you know, when you start thinking back, you know, it's just like it was all happening right in front of you, but you didn't realize it. So it's all real, you know, and that's exactly like how those people are living here is exactly how it was when I was over there. And I couldn't even imagine putting that many of them together in one place without, you know, without some kind of, you know, program to get them acclimated to, you know, actual civil life. So,
well, they've done it. And it's now one of the biggest stories, if not the biggest story in the country, thanks to Donald Trump and then the moderator, David Manure, lying about it. Sean, appreciate your call. Thank you so much. It sounds like, based off what Sean is saying, that if you do want to go visit a Haitian village, you're probably going to need a big truck with a big lift and big fat tires. That's what it sounds like. Now, I don't know if anybody in this audience plans on visiting a village in Haiti. Probably not. But if you want to, I think we've got the truck for you. I think we've got the only truck now that might be able to make it through a village in Haiti and get out alive. And you can get this truck by shopping at alexjonesstore.com, where we have new InfoWars apparel. You notice we don't really sell much at the InfoWars store anymore, so now it's at alexjonesstore.com. And with every purchase at alexjonesstore.com, you get entries to win that truck. And let me just tell you, the size here, it measured up. This truck is even bigger in person. It's even more glorious in person. So yeah, when Alex Jones is standing next to it, the engine block probably comes to about the top of his head. That's how monstrous this truck is. It's just a thing of beauty. But when you shop at alexjonesstore.com, purchase a T-shirt, purchase a product, that will get you an entry, multiple entries actually, into the raffle to win that truck. And so you might, if you're going to visit a Haitian village and you want to get out alive, you might want to get some T-shirts and enter to win that truck. It might be your only hope. Might be your only hope. And then the Haitian children and the villages will be standing and cheering and applauding when you pull up in that glorious, magnificent Prospector XL truck that you won in a raffle from alexjonesstore.com. By the way, have you guys noticed? I got to say something. I want to give big props to the callers today, because anybody that's been listening to me for a while, and the crew definitely does, and I wonder if they know where I'm about to go here, because I've ranted before on the air about this. It's just, I just, one of my biggest pet peeves, and sometimes it's why I don't take calls even, is when I go to a caller and, oh, hey, how are you doing? What's up? Am I on the air? Hello? And we waste like 10, 15 seconds in the exchange before the caller starts going. Every caller today has gone right to the subject. Every caller. And I've actually like kind of disrupted because I pick up and I say, hey, and then I like disrupt because I expect them to like ask me a question or wait for my answer. And they just go right into the topic. Big ups to the callers. This is like therapeutic for me today. My pet peeve is almost, it's never going to go away, but it's been very relieving today. Full faith and credit in callers restored. All right, let's go to Missouri Mike. I bet you can guess where he is. Missouri Mike, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
No, see, hey, I'm not responding to
do
that.
Me a favor when you get, do me a favor when you get back to St. Louis. Save me a six-pack of that Cuck Light because I got to kill the poison ivy on the fence rope. Hey, I just wanted to thank you. I was talking to the guy in the studio there, and how proud I am of you and Chase and Harrison. And I've only been listening for a year, and it's all I listen to. Let's get past the comedy here. I'm a United States Marine. I've been around this world three times, and you realize one thing. There's nothing like home, and that's the sad part. 40% of this country has no idea what it's like to be home, and you know to love this country. And I called you about 3 months ago. My language in 3 months has just it gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. My question is, I know we want to be peaceful and we want to do this, but at what point does an insurrection become a revolution? Because the stuff that's happening, and actually my best friend that is a Marine and lives in Ohio, I should be going there. We're flying out to Florida for a Marine Corps reunion. We've got about 60 guys showing up down in Florida for a Marine Corps reunion around November 1st, which I've called my buddy and he thinks I'm nuts. I was like, man, I'm worried about stuff going down. He's like, man, you need to stop, blah, blah, blah. But ultimately,
well, look, your concern here, and I want to respond before the break, and I got a guest coming up. Your concern here is not, you're not alone. I would just say this in response. I believe we can have a political revolution. I believe we can have a cultural revolution. I believe we can have a philosophical revolution, and that's how we're going to save this country. And so that's why I do what I do. And you know, you feel like we're on the verge. We're at the turning point. We're at the fork in the road right now of which way we want to go. And it's just the beginning either way.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the info war and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this, baby, you're supporting the info war and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000. And when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.